When I touched down in JFK Airport, there was some unusual news in the headlines. The news was, there was no news.
New York City had a very special day Monday. In the city of more than 8.2 million people, there wasn't a single murder or report of gun or knife violence. No shootings, stabbings, or slashings in the Big Apple.
On Monday, this rare crime-free streak began at actually about 10:30 Sunday night and continued until 11:20 Tuesday morning.
Police say the day was not completely incident-free. A 16-year-old in the Bronx accidentally shot himself in the leg, but he's okay, and they're not counting that.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Even with the cold wind blowing, this is the time of year when everyone wants to be in the Big Apple. And why wouldn't they? There's so much to see. The Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, the Empire State Building lit up red, or the Christmas window displays, the ice skating in Central Park. And every street you walk down feels like you're walking through a movie set. I keep thinking I have a starring role in Home Alone or The Family Man. And just like in those movies, New York has some great characters. And I'm here to meet some of them. But first things first, you can't see New York on an empty stomach.
Could I get an English breakfast tea as well instead of the lemon tea? Would that be okay? No English breakfast tea. Have you got a dark tea?
I have lemon zinger, peppermint, Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey?
Earl Grey sounds good to me. And can I get the French toast?
I was sitting by the window in an old-style city diner, and I had company.
I have a couple of eggs over with sausage, please. And whole wheat toast, dry. That's good, thank you.
Enter Richard Dormer. Richard's from Cretty Yard in County Leash, but he's been the police commissioner of Suffolk County for the past number of years now.
Richard, it's great to meet you again.
Same here, Colin, and welcome again to the States. You're looking great, by the way.
Richard was actually showing me up. He had a pristine white shirt and a beautiful gold tie. And without a shadow of a doubt, Commissioner Dormer was the best-dressed man in the diner that morning.
How you look is very important. This is my belief, and this goes back to my career in the policing business and, of course, my Irish background.
And I was thinking maybe you have the nice golden tie for the festive season, for Christmas.
Yes, Christmas coming up, very special time of the year, and I knew you were coming over here and you told me you were going to talk about Christmas, so of course I was having flashbacks to Christmases in Ireland. They were very special, and you know,
thank you.
I remember midnight mass, walking to midnight mass, you know, the whole family. I still get goosebumps when I hear Silent Night. It brings me back to Ireland when I was a youngster, and it was culture shock, let me tell you, coming from a small town in the Midlands of Ireland and suddenly in the Big Apple.
As an 18-year-old, do you remember your first Christmas in New York?
Yes, it was with my uncle, and it was very subdued. It wasn't like in Ireland with, you know, the whole family around. So it was different. I remember that I missed home, I missed my family, and I remember I wasn't that happy. I was sad. The first Christmas away from my family.
And you got straight to work, Richard, as well, and you worked in a psychiatric hospital, a huge one in the city, and then rose through the ranks in the Suffolk County Police Department, where you ended up as?
As the police commissioner, you know, with all the all the stuff that comes with that job, you know. But I was very proud to get that job, and I was, you know, very happy to come from the old country, to come from the other side, and to be so successful. You know, before I came over here, I worked hard. I came from a hard-working community, a hard-working family, and so it wasn't that difficult when I came to the States. Hard work, paying attention to detail. I tell people that all the time. You know, do the right thing, and you'll be successful. So I tell people now, I tell young people on the job, don't become the police commissioner, okay? It's not the job for everybody.
Now, do retired cops have good stories to tell? You bet they do. And over breakfast, Richard was telling me about the biggest case he had ever worked on.
And, of course, the serial killer case, which was, you know, this thing went worldwide. Everybody wanted answers. Now, we didn't have all the answers. This guy was working in New York City, so he was familiar with the city. And then he met some of the girls in Suffolk County. The common denominator was that the remains, or partial remains, were dumped near Gilgo Beach, near Jones Beach in Long Island, in our jurisdiction, 10 of them.
Isn't it amazing to think, Richard, as well, as we sit here in this diner and we look out, it's a beautiful morning here, we can see out the windows around us, that he's out there somewhere, he could have passed a few moments ago. Do you think he'll ever be caught?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because one of the prostitutes that went missing in New York City, he utilized her cell phone for a number of days after she went missing. Her phone, not his phone. He called her family. So her sister, 15 years old, talked to the killer. Yes. Now, that we tracked that phone, the police department did, where it pinged. And it pinged just a few miles from where we're sitting right now. I think that he's still conducting business, because he's not going to change. They do go into what they call a cold period, where they don't commit any crimes. But eventually, the prostitutes, the sex workers, are at risk with this guy. He's dangerous. They didn't deserve to die like this. And this guy is a cold-blooded killer. And he should be brought to justice.
Does it sadden you or annoy you, Richard, now that you've retired and this is your first Christmas as a retired man, that he wasn't caught? You didn't catch him on your watch?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this would have been... I'd be over the moon with this thing. We wanted to catch this guy. But it wasn't to be.
Richard, after almost 40 years in the policing business, this is your first Christmas retired. Are you happy about that?
Yes, I am. I'm at peace with that. And, you know, Christmas, I won't be getting any phone calls on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. I have gone through, a period of withdrawal. You know, leaving the business after all these years, you go through a withdrawal and you don't just suddenly stop and then everything is fine, you know, so you got to, you know, wind down, and that's what I've been doing. I'm looking forward to Christmas, and it's nice with the family. The kids and grandkids will be down, and they'll all get together. We'll have a nice day. After we eat, we always go for a walk throughout the neighborhood, and then we have dessert. Actually, we eat too much on Christmas. Americans do that, as you know from this breakfast.
And breakfast is on me, okay?
Thank you. It's like hanging your boots up after the manager tells you I'm not picking you anymore. I don't
like cities, but I like New York. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
When you think of New York, what do you think of? Probably the three S's: the sights, the shows, and of course, the shopping.
And the diamond earrings are a wearable, stunning,
that
just
you wouldn't look ridiculous out.
Yeah, you could wear those with jeans and a t-shirt, right?
Oh, I'm sure they would look great in a food town.
Oh yes, Harry Winston, yes, stunning.
Where are you from, ladies?
I'm from San Francisco.
You
and
too?
I'm from New Jersey.
You're doing a bit of Christmas shopping?
Mm-hmm. For a holiday weekend, we saw the Rockettes this morning, and we're going to the theater tonight, and, you know.
You're having a ball, as we say in Ireland.
Yes.
Now, here's something you would only see in New York. I was standing on Fifth Avenue, just outside the department store Saks, and on one side of the road, the homeless were begging for money, and they were raking through the bins for food.
We get the people for the homeless. That's the homeless beggar.
Young man helping the homeless.
And then right across the road on the other side of the street, there were two ladies who meant business. They were wearing the most beautiful fur jackets you have ever seen. They were dripping in jewelry and laden down with bags and bags of shopping. You could tell they had money and plenty of it, and you could tell they wanted to spend it.
Well, Harry Winston is probably, next to Cartier, the world's preeminent jeweler. Custom designs, usually one of a kind. They're the jewels that the women on the red carpet borrow for the big, big events.
How much would something like maybe the necklace, or what would the necklace set you back?
It's probably based on the quality of the diamond. I would say you could spend at least a half a million for that.
Okay.
I would say those diamond earrings that I'm coveting I wouldn't think you could think about those for less than 100 and probably more like 200,000.
So we might as well get a few pairs while we're at it.
Oh, of course, for all my girlfriends.
What's going on my list?
What would you really like? Would you like a gorgeous watch?
A watch would be good. I don't think the earrings would suit me or the necklace.
No.
I think it's a little much, even for men that wear earrings.
Young man helping the homeless. Whatever you can do from your heart. Put a lot of love in your heart.
New York is Christmas. I would say it's the spirit, the overall atmosphere. I mean, I travel all over the world, and this is the most Christmassy place. London gets into it, but this is because of all the spectacular things and things that everybody can do and enjoy. It's stunning. I mean, for a woman, most of this is a dream come true, but we can do it, and that's what's the best part.
Well, those ladies might think they know a thing or two about the shop window displays, but wait until you meet this next guy. I had strolled down a few blocks, crossed over onto 6th Avenue, and that's where I met Jim Leary.
Jim,
how are you?
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Good
Christmas
to meet you too. Thanks a million for coming in.
Ah, you're Irish. Stick together, eh?
Yeah.
Like many New Yorkers, Jim was still getting over Hurricane Sandy.
I have to say, I like your jacket as well. Proud to be an American, and there's a big American flag in the front.
Well, we've had some rough times around here. Not only did we have 9/11, of course, but we had our first hurricane recently. So we're all banding together, and hopefully the Christmas season will get us out of a tough time.
And you were telling me that you're out in Staten Island, and you were hit by the storm.
That's correct. Staten Island was one of the worst hit by the storm on the East Coast up near New York. We literally had waves coming up our street, and never seen anything like it before. We had 4 feet of water within an hour, and within 2 hours we had police boats coming up the street rescuing people. We had 5 feet of water in our basement. I'm still looking for a car. We lost both cars. It was scary, and there was a bit of panic in the house. We went up to the second floor, praying it wouldn't reach our first one. It didn't, so we were fortunate that only the basement was consumed. But one day at a time is the way we're coming back from it.
Every Christmas, Jim comes into the city and takes photographs of the beautiful department store window displays. He puts them up onto his website, and people all over the world log on to see them.
Well, each year I come in for 1 or 2 days to take pictures of the famous store windows, and I made my own website, put them up on the website for all those people who aren't able to come in and see it, people from around the world. My purpose for doing it in the first place was simply a holiday thing. I'm really into the holiday. And several years ago, when I lost my mother, we lost a tradition in our house, and it was a rough time.
What was the tradition? What would you do?
Just my two brothers, my mom and dad, would get together on Christmas Eve. And it was just us. There was no one else, and we'd exchange presents. And then the Christmas Day was a traditional family expanded day. But Christmas Eve, we were a very, very close family. And again, when my mom passed away from lung cancer in 1991, I needed some kind of boost to my Christmas spirit again, and that's how I started this.
New York, the department stores, they're famous for their Christmas windows. When you go around and you photograph them, what kind of things do you see, or what can people expect to see when they look in the windows?
Well, in most cases, you'd expect to see all Christmas themes. I'm disappointed that sometimes I don't see that. Some of them are a little artsy and a little fashion-oriented. Macy's and Lord Taylor's are probably the two most consistent Christmas windows.
Well, we're standing at the very edge of the sidewalk here. Macy's is in front of us. Which side of Macy's is this?
6th Avenue side, Herald Square.
Okay. And do you want to have a look in the window? You can maybe tell us what we're seeing.
Okay. What they're doing actually in these windows is, and they do it often, is they show a part of the city. Last year, I believe, they actually showed their own store with the Thanksgiving Day Parade in one window. This looks similar. They're showing some of the buildings, the Brooklyn Bridge, some of the shops around town.
Well, we've wandered up 5th Avenue, and we're standing outside the beautiful Lord & Taylor. Huge American flags draping over the pavement here, or the sidewalk, as you say, Jim. Hey, are you happy with this scene now, Jim?
I'm happy. Snowman, Christmas trees, kids. That's the way it should be.
What would you give this out of 10, though?
This window in particular is one of the better ones they have. It's got the children, the dog, the snowman, the snow, the trees. We'll still give it an 8 out of 10, though. I think Lord & Taylor, you can see, or you saw before, how detailed the workmanship is. And I give these guys credit here, but Lord & Taylor's...
your favorite.
Yeah, it gets a higher rating.
So hands down, Lord & Taylor, they win?
They win, and Macy's is always a close second.
You're turning into a bit of a New York St. Nicholas Santa type, Jim.
With the gut and everything, yeah. I just enjoy doing this. It's something I started, you know, 15 years ago, and it was never my intention to make it go for this long. But as it grew in popularity, and it's been great, and I enjoy doing it. So my plan is to keep doing it every year until I can't. Can't come in here on my own 2 feet. In a new old fashioned
way. Jim had plenty of photos to take, so I left him to it. Now, in the movies, it never rains in New York, but guess what? So I took shelter in a small coffee shop not too far from St. Patrick's Cathedral. I ordered a cup of tea and I got chatting to the waiter.
Do you like Christmas in New York?
I was born in New York City. Of course I love Christmas in New York. Right here on Rockefeller Center. You can't beat it. It's one of the best big buildings we have in New York City. And the outstanding ice skating rink. And then when they see it, if you're not from this country and you see that Christmas tree, you might be standing for like 5 or 10 minutes just staring. That's all you might... Am I right?
Right.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
What part of the city were you born in?
In the Bronx, sir.
What will you be doing on Christmas Day?
Spending time with my daughter. I have a child. So I'm gonna spoil her and just watch her enjoy herself. Huh? She's 7 years old. She's busy, a 7-year-old little girl.
Is Santa coming to her this year?
He's definitely coming to her. I'm gonna make sure he comes to her this year. This is why I'm working hard every day.
Great. Well, you got your tray under your arm, your apron on, and I know that you're busy, so back to work.
All right, thank you. Off to work I go.
Another tea, thanks.
Looking out of the window in the coffee shop at everybody rushing by, it's easy to see why they call it the city that never sleeps. The footpath in front of me is packed with people. They're running up and they're running down. Everybody's on their mobile phone or their Bluetooth, so caught up in what they're doing. To use the old cliche, I think it would be easy to feel like a stranger in the crowd here. It reminded me of a guy I had met when I was here earlier in the year, a guy called Jeff, who suffered from urban loneliness.
New York City's very competitive, so the people who come here are going 100 miles an hour. They don't want to talk on the streets. There's no eye contact on the street. People are just coming and going all the time, so it's very hard. And it's such a tough city that people have their guard up.
It also made me wonder about all the Irish immigrants who are scattered over the city that wouldn't be going home for Christmas this year. Would they be lonely?
Guys, we need you to step back a little bit. Just step back. Look behind you and step back. Thank you.
I thought about that as I headed uptown to Central Park to meet Kathy Maguire. Kathy's a singer-songwriter from Dundalk, but now lives in Manhattan.
Well, we're sitting in Central Park, and we're sitting outside the Dakota building.
Wind would go through you, the gust of wind that just...
Absolutely, but you're taking the cold very badly, Colm. You need to be here during Hurricane Sandy, and then you'd realise that this is actually a very mild day.
OK, I have to man up. Sorry for interrupting you. Where are we at the moment?
We're actually outside the Dakota building, which is very, very famous, here in 72nd Street in Central Park West. And it's where John Lennon and Yoko Ono lived before John, of course, was killed here, right over there on that corner. And Yoko lives in the apartment right up there. You can see the window. You know, she's there a lot of the time, and a lot of people see her all the time when they come here to visit. But we're in Central Park, and we're beside the Imagine Memorial for John Lennon.
Kathy, do you remember your first Christmas in New York City?
I absolutely do. My first Christmas in New York was last Christmas, actually.
So this is Christmas.
And to be quite honest, it was like sort of borderline horrific. Because what happened was I've been living here for 3 Christmases, and this was the first Christmas I decided to stay here. Every other Christmas I'd gone home. And I was all preparing for it and stuff like that. And then when Christmas Eve actually came around, I actually panicked. I had a massive, massive, massive panic attack about the whole thing, and I wanted to go home. And so I started looking for flights. And I was almost ready to book a flight for like €2,500.
On Christmas Eve, you were looking through websites for a flight home.
Absolutely, and it was a ridiculously priced flight, and I sat there and I was like, oh God, I want to get home so badly. Can I get home and stuff? And so I feel sorry for anybody who is here. We have a lot of Irish that are here that can't go home, unfortunately.
Without any tears. And so this is Christmas. Weak and the strong.
Kathy, is it fair to call you like the Irish ambassador for all the people here from Ireland and New York? You seem to know absolutely everyone. Young, old.
I don't think... are you trying to say that I get around, Colin?
I would never say that, Kathy.
Well, actually, my friend called me the other day and he was looking at my Facebook page and he said, you'll be a din in the Christmas crib next.
Let me prove it now to people listening. How many friends do you have on Facebook?
I have probably 5,000 on one account. And
5,000 friends. And you not only have one account, because you filled one, it's bursting at the seams.
Yes. And I have a secondary account now that has 2,500 on it. And then I have a page that has 1,000 on it. And so my phone never stops with people.
A small crowd had gathered, and they looked genuinely touched by Kathy's rendition of War Is Over. So we gave each other a big hug, and I said Happy Christmas and goodbye. I was in Central Park, and I wanted to travel in style, so I flagged down the first horse and carriage that I saw, and, don't you know it, the coachman was Irish.
Paul Harvey from Leitrim, Drumahair in County Leitrim.
Does it remind you of back home in Leitrim when you see the green around you and the trees?
It does, yeah, it does. It's like someone said to me, he says, you pick the greenest part to come to New York City.
And I must say hello to the passengers as well. And I'm sorry to gatecrash our little journey here. What's your name?
Sue Bowman.
And where are you from, Sue?
We're from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and your name, young sir?
Is Sean Bowman.
And it's good to meet the two of you. And are you here specifically this time to do some Christmas shopping, or is it just to look around, or family?
We're here. This is Jonathan's Christmas present. He likes to come up, and we're going to see the Nutcracker. There's just so much to do, and it's so pretty. They have it really decorated, really nice. This year, Saks has a big light show in the front of the building, and the tree is gorgeous. And it's just really very festive and just a lot of fun.
Whereabouts are we now in Central Park, Paul?
This is about 68th Street on the east side of Central Park.
Do you ever think about going home?
Not in the next 10, 15 years. I might wait for the economy to recover before I do that.
After a long day, I needed to unwind, so I hailed a cab.
The Irish pub, please, on 7th Avenue, between 53rd and 54th.
I headed for the Irish pub, that's the bar's name, and on the way in, I met its owner, Eugene Rooney. Eugene was lured here from Kilchimaw in County Mayo by the gold that paves the streets.
People say if you have your health, you have everything. I disagree with that. I think you need money. I think as important as your health is, money is important also. And if you have money, it makes life a lot easier. I'm not saying I have a lot of money, but I'm not broke.
After only 1 minute with Eugene, green dollar signs were beginning to appear in my eyes.
The opportunity to make money is here, whereas in Ireland, the opportunity to make money is not there. The unfortunate thing about it, I think a lot of the Irish don't want to work.
But you don't think they have the drive, or they're just not working hard enough? Or
they don't want to work hard enough. They want to make a few pounds and then go out and spend it.
Okay.
God bless them, but if you're prepared to put in the hours, you can get ahead in this country. I'm not saying all the Irish now. There's a lot of hard-working, don't get me wrong, a lot of hard-working Irish people in this town. But the people that are coming out in the summer for 3 or 4 months have an opportunity to make a lot of money, pay their way through college, and they're working for 6 weeks and then taking 3 weeks off and blowing it. Pure stupid. They're well off staying at home.
So we're opening the door, we're walking into the warm surroundings of the pub. It's busy.
The name of the game in this town is location, location, location. It's equivalent of being in Grafton Street in Dublin. And I thank God every single day for getting a spot like this. I hate bragging about New York all the time, but it is the greatest city in the world.
Do you open up on Christmas? Are you closed?
You bet I do. you may think that I'm greedy. I am not greedy. The rent is high in Midtown Manhattan. If it's an opportunity to make 30 or 40, 50,000 Christmas Day, I'm going to take it. If I had to stay at home with the wife all day, I would go crazy. So
I told she doesn't hear this.
I don't care.
Well, nothing more to say, but I'll have a Guinness, and my dad is here, he'll have a Guinness as well.
You'll be very, very welcome.
I hope they're tasting good. I hope they're up to scratch now.
They are up to scratch. I bring it up by gas. It's exactly like the pints that you get in Dublin. As long as it's not against company policy, you'll be very, very welcome to have a couple of pints of Guinness and me.
My Christmas in New York had been everything I'd expected and more. Everything is so big here, over the top and extravagant, the buildings, the people, the characters, and the sights. And that's what I love about it. And then when you add Christmas to the mix, it doesn't get much better. But I couldn't leave the city without doing one more thing. So I headed back to Central Park for some ice skating. It was dusk, and with the lights of the city's skyscrapers as my backdrop,
I glided
around the ice.
Just go for it. I don't rollerblade. I haven't ice skated in around 6 years. So this is... The petrifying thing about this is it's packed. And there are people who are really good at ice skating and they're flying by at high speed. And they have music pumping out in the speakers around the ring. When you look up, you can see the skyscrapers on the top of 5th and 6th Avenue. I'm skating across the ice now at high speed and...
And just when I was about to press stop in my recorder and call it a wrap, New York had one more surprise for me. Again, just like a scene straight out of a movie or a Christmas card from New York, I turned around to see a young man get down on one knee in front of a shocked girlfriend, right in the middle of the ice. The Manhattan skyline and the Christmas trees twinkled behind them as he took out a diamond ring.
I'm sorry to interrupt this moment. What did you just do?
I proposed to my beautiful girlfriend. She said, well, now fiance, and said yes.
Oh my God.
Did you expect this?
No. No.
How long have you been going out? Tell me a bit about her.
This is Rachel. We've been going out for 2.5 years today. And that's it. It's all worked out perfect.
And why do you want to marry this girl?
She's the love of my life. She's everything to me and more.
Oh, why did you say yes?
Oh, same reason, he's the love of my life. She made my life so happy.
The ring, can you describe the ring to our listeners?
Well,
it's a Tacori ring.
Beautiful Tacori. Absolutely stunning.
I'm sorry for spoiling the moment.
No.
I'll let you get back to your hug, embracing each other, and congratulations and the very best of luck.
Where is this going to be?
On the Irish National Broadcaster, RTE.
RTE.